This is the Natural Eye Care Podcast, hosted by leading holistic optometrist Dr. Mark R. Grossman. Senior citizens are at the highest risk of developing macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, dry eye, and more. The Natural Eye Care Podcast provides complementary and natural approaches to vision problems, eye health, and overall health. Find out how lifestyle, diet, and nutrition can help maintain healthy vision and even improve eyesight. Dr. Grossman has degrees in optometry, biology, physical education, and learning disabilities. He is a New York State licensed acupuncturist. With 40 years of experience, he has co-authored the book, Natural Eye Care, Your Guide to Healthy Vision and Healing. Dr. Grossman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Grossman, integrative medical optometrist, acupuncturist, in practice for over 43 years, and author of 5 books on natural eye care. And today's podcast is on ginkgo, garlic, and ginseng research on eye health and dementia. 3 time-tested supplements stand out as champions for eye and brain health: garlic, ginseng, and ginkgo. Research on these supplements backs up why they have been used for thousands of years. Garlic plays an important role in all 3 major traditional medicines: European herbal medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, and traditional Chinese medicine. Ginseng and ginkgo are crucial herbs in traditional Chinese medicine. Do these supplements work? Are they beneficial for our brains and our eyes? What does the research show? Brain and eye health are closely connected. As I always say, embryologically, physiologically, neurologically, the eye is brain tissue. The optic nerve is actually neural tissue. Heart and cardiovascular health are also closely tied to the brain and the eyes. As we know, all the meridians go through the heart, and all the meridians go to the eyes. Oxidative stress can damage all 3 systems. So what role could garlic, ginseng, and ginkgo play in counteracting diseases such as dementia, cataracts, macular degeneration, and glaucoma? Diabetic retinopathy, very common in diabetes, often resulting in retinal damage. North American ginseng research found benefits for the retina in rodents who had diabetes. Also, the heart and circulatory systems were also protected. The main reason was likely ginseng's antioxidant properties. Cataracts are a common side effect of diabetes. The partial or main reason is glycation. This is the accelerated binding of sugar and protein molecules together in the lens. Ginkgo biloba extract was found to have a protective effect on diabetic cataracts. Glaucoma is a serious eye disease that usually strikes people as they get older. Most glaucoma patients have elevated eye pressure. Some glaucoma patients have normal eye pressure. But regardless, glaucoma, if left untreated, damages the optic nerve and other parts of the eye. Glaucoma leads to tunnel vision and may cause near or total blindness. Even with treatment or reducing eye pressure, glaucoma may continue to progress. This can be due to poor circulation and lack of essential nutrients reaching the optic nerve. That's why we have to do a neuroprotective program for glaucoma, not just lower the pressure. A 2012 review looked at ginkgo and glaucoma. Vitamin C and vitamin E, for example, are antioxidants. However, antioxidants in ginkgo are called polyphenol flavonoids, and these can act on the mitochondrial level. The mitochondria are like batteries for cells. Malfunctioning mitochondria are present in several diseases, especially neurodegenerative diseases. Studies have found damaged mitochondria in glaucoma patients. Oxidative damage to mitochondria likely play a role in glaucoma. Thus, ginkgo may prove helpful to be used if you have glaucoma. Glutathione, also called the anti-aging antioxidant, is a cellular detoxifier and broad-spectrum antioxidant. The body produces glutathione. However, it requires the building blocks, including several amino acids, selenium, and vitamin C. Our diets tend to have insufficient L-cysteine, which is one of the building blocks. Additionally, pollution, poor diet, a sedentary lifestyle, toxins, stress, infections, aging can also reduce glutathione levels. Glaucoma patients have low glutathione levels. Researchers found that garlic can also help raise glutathione levels in the body. Cataracts. In the lab, researchers can induce cataracts by injecting rodents with a mineral. In a small but well-controlled study, a group of rats were injected with both the mineral and garlic extract solution. The control group had no treatment. Rats injected with only the mineral developed cataracts as expected, but none of the other groups that had the garlic injected developed cataracts. Therefore, garlic may be a useful herbal remedy to prevent the formation of cataracts. Dementia and Alzheimer's disease. A 2010 review of research on ginkgo and Alzheimer's disease found that ginkgo was better than a placebo. Another study found that ginkgo appeared to delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease. Garlic is also being researched for its neuroprotective properties. But how much ginkgo ginseng to take? And ginger also, which is an anti-inflammatory. All three of those can thin the blood. This means that they can reduce the blood's ability to clot. So for people who are taking blood thinners, do not take ginkgo biloba, garlic, or ginger unless discussing it with your doctor. Ginkgo biloba benefits macular degeneration and can also help prevent retinal detachments. So let's go over dosages. Garlic, optimized, about 1,200 milligrams per day. Ginseng, 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day. And ginkgo biloba, 120 to 240 milligrams per day. So those are the dosages that we recommend. Remember, ginkgo biloba is extracted from a tree native to China. This tree is considered to be a living fossil because it has no close relatives. Fossils have been found of similar plants dating back 270 million years. The tree has been widely cultivated and used for food and traditional Chinese medicine. As I said before, it can help with Alzheimer's disease, blood flow, and microcirculation and more. So visit us at naturaleyecare.com to discuss how ginkgo, garlic, ginseng can help protect your precious gift of sight. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Mark Grossman and the Natural Eye Care Podcast. For more information, visit naturaleyecare.com and drgrossman2020.com. Our email address is info@naturaleyecare.com. If you have any questions, call us 845-475-4158. And if you don't already subscribe to this podcast, please subscribe and review us.